No one said this life of faith was easy. This is the LifeSpring 1 Year Bible Rewind, and coming to you from Riverside, California, podcasting since 2004? Yikes! I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. This is the podcast that comes to you every single day, and we are reading the entire Bible together in a year. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome. The website is lifespringmedia.com. This is Epistle Sunday. We'll read Romans 13 and 14, and after my comments on the reading, we'll have On This Date in Church History. And speaking of On This Date, today is National Personal Space Day. So love your neighbor as yourself, just from a respectable distance. Let's get started. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful for this time around your word, and we ask you to make it alive to us today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Romans chapter 13. All of you must yield to the government rulers. No one rules unless God has given him the power to rule, and no one rules now without that power from God. So those who are against the government are really against what God has commanded, and they will bring punishment on themselves. Those who do right do not have to fear the rulers, only those who do wrong fear them. Do you want to be unafraid of the rulers? Then do what is right, and they will praise you. The ruler is God's servant to help you. But if you do wrong, then be afraid. He has the power to punish. He is God's servant to punish those who do wrong. So you must yield to the government, not only because you might be punished, but because you know it is right. This is also why you pay taxes. Rulers are working for God and give their time to their work. Pay everyone, then, what you owe. If you owe any kind of tax, pay it. Show respect and honor to them all. Do not owe people anything, except always owe love to each other, because the person who loves others has obeyed all the law. The law says, you must not be guilty of adultery. You must not murder anyone. You must not steal. You must not want to take your neighbor's things. All these commands and all others are really only one rule. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love never hurts a neighbor, so loving is obeying all the law. Do this because we live in an important time. It is now time for you to wake up from your sleep, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is almost finished, and the day is almost here. So we should stop doing things that belong to darkness and take up the weapons used for fighting in the light. Let us live in a right way, like people who belong to the day. We should not have wild parties or get drunk. There should be no sexual sins of any kind, no fighting or jealousy. But clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and forget about satisfying your sinful self. Romans chapter 14. Accept into your group someone who is weak in faith, and do not argue about opinions. One person believes it is right to eat all kinds of food, but another, who is weak, believes it is right to eat only vegetables. The one who knows that it is right to eat any kind of food must not reject the one who eats only vegetables, and the person who eats only vegetables must not think that the one who eats all foods is wrong, because God has accepted that person. You cannot judge another person's servant. The master decides if the servant is doing well or not, and the Lord's servant will do well because the Lord helps him do well. Some think that one day is more important than another, and others think that every day is the same. Let all be sure in their own mind. Those who think one day is more important than other days are doing that for the Lord. And those who eat all kinds of food are doing that for the Lord, and they give thanks to God. Others who refuse to eat some foods do that for the Lord, and they give thanks to God. We do not live or die for ourselves. If we live, we are living for the Lord, and if we die, we are dying for the Lord. So, living or dying, we belong to the Lord. The reason Christ died and rose from the dead to live again was so he would be Lord over both the dead and the living. So why do you judge your brothers or sisters in Christ? And why do you think you are better than they are? We will all stand before God to be judged, because it is written in the Scriptures, "As surely as I live, says the Lord, everyone will bow before me. Everyone will say that I am God." So each of us will have to answer to God. For that reason, we should stop judging each other. We must make up our minds not to do anything that will make another Christian sin. I am in the Lord Jesus, and I know that there is no food that is wrong to eat. But if a person believes something is wrong, that thing is wrong for them. If you hurt your brother's or sister's faith because of something you eat, you are not really following the way of love. Do not destroy someone's faith by eating food he thinks is wrong, because Christ died for him. Do not allow what you think is good to become what others say is evil. In the kingdom of God, eating and drinking are not important. The important things are living right with God, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Anyone who serves Christ by living this way is pleasing God and will be accepted by other people. So let us try to do what makes peace and helps one another. Do not let the eating of food destroy the work of God. All foods are all right to eat, but it is wrong to eat food that causes someone else to sin. It is better not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything that will cause your brother or sister to sin. Your beliefs about these things should be kept secret between you and God. People are happy if they can do what they think is right without feeling guilty. But those who eat something without being sure it is right are wrong because they did not believe it was right. Anything that is done without believing it is right is a sin.
Well, beloved, Paul's scope today was pretty broad, wasn't it? He started off with a message that's hard to swallow if you're at all politically minded, or if you watch the news. And by the way, I don't recommend immersing yourself in keeping up with the 24-hour news cycle. That's a sure way to madness, in my opinion. Here again are the first two verses of Romans chapter 13. All of you must yield to the government rulers. No one rules unless God has given him the power to rule, and no one rules now without that power from God. So those who are against the government are really against what God has commanded, and they will bring punishment on themselves. You know, I've lived long enough to live under political administrations that I agreed with and those that I disagreed with, vehemently. Everything's peachy if I agree with the powers that be, but when I don't, I really have to remind myself of Paul's words. I need to remind myself that God is in control, even when it seems that the current rulers are against everything I believe. I have to have faith that God knows what he's doing. And of course, he does. Now, before I move on to the next point, I spoke in some detail about our response as Christians to political leadership that seems to be at odds with God's standards. I encourage you to listen to that episode. It's at lifespringmedia.com/S12E048. I'll have a link to that episode on the show notes page for today's episode, too, and that's at lifespringmedia.com/S13E043. Now, let's move on. So Paul was looking first at the macro, the big picture. Now he moves to the micro, the close-up stuff. He focuses on our relationships with individuals, how we get along with our fellow man. He makes it sound so easy. He says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Yeah, Paul, but have you met my neighbor? There's nothing remotely lovable about that guy. He's petty, he's cantankerous, he's foul-mouthed, he's mean. He's let his house fall into disrepair. He has junk in his driveway, for crying out loud. What's that, Paul? Oh, yeah, there was nothing much lovable about me when Jesus called me. And maybe there still isn't. Okay, that hurts. Jesus, help me to see my neighbor through your eyes. Help me to love him like you love him, Lord, and like you love me, even though I don't deserve it. Well, beloved, how's that for homework? No one said this life of faith was easy. Do you have a neighbor like that? Maybe someone you work with? Maybe a family member? Pray for them this week, and then pray for yourself. Did I step on any toes today? Sorry about that. Tell me about it. Call the LifeSpring Family Hotline at...
LifeSpring Family Hotline, 951-732-8511.
LifeSpring Family, Family Hotline, 951-732-8511.
If you're outside the U.S., put a +1 at the beginning of that number. You can also comment at comment.lifespringmedia.com, and you can always email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. I just might play your audio comment or read your comment on the show. Tomorrow is the Law Monday. We'll read Genesis 24 through 27. Value for value, that's how you can keep the LifeSpring 1-Year Bible Rewind coming to you, beloved. There are very real expenses to bringing you a 7-day-a-week show, and just like the price of everything else, those expenses are increasing. And I have to be honest, donations are down. I get it, things are tight. But if you enjoy seeing a new episode of the show on your podcast app every day, if you're getting any benefit from hearing God's Word and maybe a little something from my comments, please carefully consider making a donation at
LifespringMedia.com/support.
A one-time donation would be great, but signing up for a weekly, monthly, or quarterly donation would really help even out the slow times. Pray about it, would you? We begin on this date in church history, November 30th, with the Apostle Andrew, whose traditional martyrdom date is remembered today. Andrew was one of the first disciples called by Jesus, and he's the one who brought his brother Peter to the Lord. Early tradition says he preached the gospel across the Black Sea region before being crucified in Patras, Greece, on an X-shaped cross. What stands out about Andrew is his quiet faithfulness. He's not as prominent as Peter or John, but he keeps pointing people to Jesus, one person at a time. He reminds us that the kingdom moves forward through ordinary conversations and simple obedience. And next, we move up to November 30th, 1835, the birth of Samuel Ajayi Crowther. I probably did not say that right, but I did the best I could. He was born in what is now Nigeria. Crowther's early life was marked by tragedy. He was captured in a slave raid as a boy, but he was later rescued by the British Navy and eventually came to Jesus. He became the first African Anglican bishop. He translated the Bible into Yoruba and led evangelistic missions up the Niger River. He modeled a Christianity that was fully African and fully biblical, refusing to let colonial attitudes define the church in West Africa. His work laid the foundation for one of the largest Christian populations in the world today. Finally, we come to James Hannington, the Anglican bishop whose martyrdom helped spark one of East Africa's great spiritual awakenings. He was born on this date in 1858. He later felt called to serve Uganda, but as he approached the kingdom from the eastern route, he was seized and killed by order of King Mwanga. His last recorded words were, "Go tell your master that I have purchased the road to Uganda with my life." In the years that followed, many Ugandans embraced the gospel, and the church there began to grow in remarkable ways. So why do these moments matter? The Apostle Andrew shows us faithful witness. Crowther shows us the power of Scripture in the native language of a people, and Hannington shows us that God can use even the suffering of His servants to open doors for the gospel. This is our prayer time, and I'm going to make a slight adjustment to the format of the show starting today. It's Sunday, and going forward, we're going to have prayer on this show every Sunday and Wednesday, whether or not there are any praises or prayer requests from the LifeSpring family. But I do encourage you to let me know when we can pray with you. Beloved, we are called to pray for one another. James 5:16 says, "Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed." The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. And we have a promise about the results of prayer. Philippians 5:6-7 says, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." So, beloved, let's pray for one another. Call the LifeSpring Family Hotline at 951-732-8511 or go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com. All right, let's pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for inviting us into your throne room to come before you with our prayers. What a marvelous privilege that is. You are the great I Am. You are the creator of all that is. You're holy, you're righteous, and yet you invite us. And it's through the blood of Jesus that you see us worthy to be in your presence. What a marvelous thing that is, Lord. We acknowledge that we are not worthy in and of ourselves, but with Jesus as our advocate, we are. So thank you, Father. And thank you, Jesus. And Father, thank you for the Holy Spirit who lives in every believer and who comforts us and strengthens us and even speaks for us when we don't have the words to say when we come to you in prayer. God, thank you for making every provision for us so that we can have fellowship with you. We bring nothing to this relationship but our own brokenness. You provide everything we need. All we must do is respond to your call, repent of our sins, believe that Jesus is who he said he is, and allow you to make us who you want us to be. It seems almost too good to be true, but it is true, and we thank you for it, Father. Lord, may we want a closeness to you that we have never experienced before. Open our eyes to your presence, your closeness, your incredible love for us. Help us to see your work in our lives, even if it's only a glimpse, Lord. Bless us, Lord. Give us opportunities to share the good news with someone today and to do it boldly. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, beloved, send in your praises and your prayer requests at prayer.lifespringmedia.com or
Lifespring Family Hotline, 951-732-8511.
Well, tomorrow is December 1st. Can you believe it? Are you like the lovely Lady Leanne and have most of your shopping done? Or are you like me and haven't even begun? We've only got 25 days to go. Well, beloved, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Thank you so much for inviting me to be a part of your day. It's been great to spend time with you. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.
If you enjoy the show, tell someone.
The LifeSpring 1 Year Bible Rewind is a LifeSpring Media production hosted by Steve Webb, the OG Godcaster since 2004.